All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and things got started off on the right and exciting foot here in week number three, as on Thursday night we saw the Cleveland Browns get their first victory in more than 600 days, and they did it in emphatic fashion as they secured a come-from-behind victory at home versus the New York Jets, as they were led by rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield. But we have some good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number three in the NFL season. Now, it's early, but it's a big one in the NFC South, as you have the 1-1 New Orleans Saints traveling to take on the 1-1 Atlanta Falcons. Now, if you are New Orleans, you're down one game. I mean, it was a shocking loss at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the moment. But now you're 0-1 in the division, and you're facing the possibility of starting off 0-2. And if you're the Falcons, you have an opportunity to go 2-0 after you were able to defeat the Carolina Panthers at home last week. You look at two of the top quarterbacks in the NFL currently. They'll be featured in this game. Of course, Drew Brees for New Orleans, and of course, Matty Ice for Atlanta. And as good as those quarterbacks are, I think this game is going to come down to the running games of both teams, as well as the defenses. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair, but I'm going to give Atlanta the edge at home by the score of 27-23. Now, at Arrowhead Stadium, you're going to have the 2-0 Kansas City Chiefs welcoming the 1-1 San Francisco 49ers to town. Kansas City comes into this contest favored by 6.5, and this is their home opener because they've been taking care of business away from Arrowhead. Most importantly, they went on the road last week and got the victory versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. You look at this Kansas City offense right now, and they are hard to stop as they are clicking on all cylinders, as second-year quarterback Patrick Mahomes is doing a solid job of distributing the football and, more importantly, getting it out of his hands quickly to playmakers such as Tyreek Hill and wide receiver Sammy Watkins. I look at this Kansas City Chiefs defense to be after Niners quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo early and often. Thus, I'm going to take the Chiefs at home by the score of 31-19. Now, in Miami, you're going to have the 2-0 Miami Dolphins hosting the winless Oakland Raiders. Now, Oakland gave it everything that they could have, that they could put out there last Sunday, but they still fell short on the road versus the Denver Broncos. You look at this Miami Dolphins team. They're 2-0. They're flying under the radar, but we can see that the culture has changed in that locker room under head coach Adam Gase as compared to last year. And anytime you have a culture change, it is tough to bet against them. Thus, I'm going to take the Dolphins at home by the score of 24-19. Now, you're going to have the winless Buffalo Bills traveling to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Minnesota comes into this contest favored by 16.5 points, and they are looking to remain undefeated. Remember, they did not lose last week on the road versus the Green Bay Packers. And now, if you're the Bills, you're asking a rookie quarterback in Josh Allen to go up against arguably the best defensive unit in the NFL. For all of you fantasy football buffs out there, if you have the Vikings defense, You better start him in this one. Minnesota's defense can win this contest by themselves. And then on top of that, you look at an offense led by quarterback Kirk Cousins that is beginning to get it going. This one could get ugly early. Thus, I'm going to take the Vikings at home by the score of 41-17. Now in Philadelphia, you're going to have the defending Super Bowl champions and the Eagles hosting the 1-1 Indianapolis Colts. Philly comes into this contest favored by a touchdown over Indianapolis due to the fact that starting quarterback Carson Wentz is back. And, you know, that was one thing for the Eagles offense last week. They were up and down at times under Nick Foles, but they did get it going. But it was their defense that let them down versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think this Eagles defense will be up for the challenge of slowing down Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Thus, I'm going to take Philly at home by the score of 27-23. Now you're going to have the 1-1 Washington Redskins taking on the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay had that tie last week with the Minnesota Vikings, and of course, you know, a tie is like kissing your sister. For the Washington Redskins, they're looking to get back on track after they fell at home versus the Indianapolis Colts. And the only way that the Redskins are going to do that is they have to find a way to get a running game going to offset the ability of quarterback Alex Smith. But Aaron Rodgers, the starting quarterback for the Packers, will be too much for Washington in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Pack on the road by the score of 34-24. Now, in Charlotte, you're going to have the 1-1 Carolina Panthers hosting the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. Cincy comes in with a record of 2-0, and they also have additional rest because they got their victory in week number 2 on Thursday night. But you look at this Carolina defense, and I think they could be special this year. And I look for them to go into this contest and try to slow down this Bengals running attack, who does not have Joe Mixon right now, in order to make quarterback Andy Dalton beat them. I think Cam Newton is doing a good job of getting the football out, especially to the likes of running back Christian McCaffrey, which will keep Cincinnati's defense off balance in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Carolina at home by the score of 27-19. Now, a big one in the AFC South, as you're going to have the 1-1 Tennessee Titans traveling to take on the 2-0 Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville comes into this game favored by 9.5 points, and they won this division last year, but let's not forget, Tennessee swept them in the season series last year. It's going to be a battle of the running games. And of course, this Jacksonville defense, they have to try to find a way to slow down the big running back for the Titans in Derrick Henry. You look at this Jacksonville team, they're playing with a ton of confidence right now, especially after they blew out the New England Patriots at home. And I think this is going to be one of those classic paint swapping games. But I think Jacksonville is out there to attempt to establish themselves as the team to beat in the AFC. Thus, I'm going to take Jacksonville at home by the score of 27-19. Now, it's the 2-0 Denver Broncos traveling to take on the 1-1 Baltimore Ravens. And for the Broncos, this is their first trek outside of Denver, so they really want to see what this team can do with Case Keenum under center. But you look at that defense of the Baltimore Ravens, led by veteran outside linebacker T-Sizzle Terrell Suggs, they can still get it done. I think this is going to be a war of attrition with two of the better defenses in the NFL on display, which means that it's going to come down to field position and the kicking game. The first team to 20 will win, and I'm going to take Baltimore at home by the score of 23-17. Now in Houston, you're going to have the winless New York Football Giants traveling to take on the winless Houston Texans. The Texans come into this contest favored by 6 points over Big Blue, as this is their home opener for 2018. You look at the Giants offense, and plain and simple, they are MIA. I don't know what is going on with this team right now. Their offensive line is terrible, and now they have to figure out a way to slow down the likes of Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt. Now, for the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson has shown that he can be a special player, and he's going to have his hands full going up against this Giants defense, which knows how to get after opponents. I think this is going to be a nip-and-tuck, back-and-forth affair, but I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 26-20. Now, it's the new battle of Los Angeles, as you have the Los Angeles Chargers traveling to the Coliseum to take on the 2-0 Los Angeles Rams. And from what we've seen in the first 2 weeks of the 2018 NFL season, you can make the case that the Rams are the best team in the NFL. This Chargers offensive line is going to have their hands full with that Rams defensive line, which consists of Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. I think this Rams defense will predicate things and put pressure on Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers, while their offense, led by running back Todd Gurley, will be too much to handle, especially without Joey Bosa. Thus, I'm going to take the Rams at home by the score of 34-23. Now, out in the desert, you have the 1-1 Chicago Bears taking on the winless Arizona Cardinals. And right now, for a lot of people, the Bears are trending due to the fact of the presence of Khalil Mack, who after 2 weeks in the 2018 NFL season is the leader in the clubhouse as far as being the NFL's defensive player of the year. And if you try to neutralize Mack, you still have the likes of Leonard Floyd in that front seven for this Bears defense to worry about. So if you are Cardinals quarterback Sam Bradford, you are going to have your hands full. And it's not just Sam Bradford, because this Cardinals offense has been embarrassed. 6 points over 2 weeks. That is not going to get it done, even on a peewee level. And I look for this Bears offense to try to get the running game established with Jordan Howard, dictate the pace. They've seen the Cardinals' ineptitude as far as slowing down the run. Adrian Peterson got busy against them in week number one. And then, of course, Todd Gurley did his thing last week. Thus, I'm going to take Chicago on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, you're going to have the winless Seattle Seahawks welcoming the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys to town. And for Seattle, this is their home opener, and they're hopeful that some home cooking will get them back on track. But you got to look at this Dallas defense, and they have been very stingy over the first 2 weeks. And of course, on offense, they have to find a way to get running back Ezekiel Elliott going. I look at this Dallas defense, and I think they're going to try to contain quarterback Russell Wilson, and I think that they have the defense to do it. However, I think Seattle just simply finds a way to pull it out at home in a tight one, and arguably the game of the weekend, is I'm going to take the Seahawks by the score of 24-23. Now, on Sunday Night Football, it's teacher versus the pupil, as you have the 1-1 New England Patriots traveling to take on the winless Detroit Lions. And of course, the Detroit Lions are now coached by former Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. But you look at this Patriots team, of course, the big news was them acquiring Josh Gordon from the Cleveland Browns. I don't expect him to be a big factor right away, but he will be a factor due to his presence. You still have Rob Gronkowski at tight end receiving footballs from quarterback Tom Brady. And after the Patriots were embarrassed last week at the hands of the Jacksonville Jaguars, you have to expect this team to get back on track. I think this Patriots defense is going to bait Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford into a couple of big time mistakes, and I think that will be the difference in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take New England on the road by the score of 34-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the winless Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to take on the 2-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is why you play the games, because before the season started, you would have expected the Steelers to be the undefeated team coming into this contest, but that is not the case. The Steelers have not been playing desperate football. Their defense has let them down. Their offense, they get it going in spurts, but they have been inconsistent. And you look at this Tampa Bay team under veteran quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, they are really feeling it right now. They've gotten two, you know, big victories against teams that they weren't supposed to beat, the Saints in week number one, and then of course the Eagles last week, and they're trying to pull off the trifecta right now. However, I think this is gut check time for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and if they are ever going to get it done, there is no time like the present. It won't be easy, but I think Pittsburgh finds a way to get the victory on Monday night by the score of 30-27. So, folks, those are my picks for week number three in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.